on Perth Live. The latest from the Claremont serial killings trial.
And joining me now is Nine News reporter Tegan Sapwell, who's been sitting in through the Claremont serial killer trial. Hello, Tegan. What happened in the court today?
Hi, Jo. Well, it was really harrowing evidence today. The court was basically listened to vision that was played of the crime scene where Kira Glennon's body was found. Now, it was very graphic and it was shielded from the public, so we weren't able to see it, but it was described by one of the police who attended the scene, minute by minute, going through some of the various details of the crime scene. Significantly, Kira Glennon's father was in the back of the courtroom. It must have been incredibly difficult for him to listen to, but he's attended almost every day of this trial, so I guess in that respect, he probably felt like he had to be there. But
I imagine.
Yeah, it was certainly very harrowing because you could still hear what was being said, and he described, you know, basically going into the scene, the vegetation, the clothing she was wearing, the condition of the foliage. So yeah, it was really tough to listen to.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. And what are you expecting for the final day of the trial this week? Do you know what's coming up tomorrow?
Yeah, so the police officer who was basically taking this information through, or taking the court through this information, has been on the stand all day today and part of yesterday. So it looks like he may be cross-examined tomorrow. It may be put off to another day, but it looks like that's probably what's going to happen, just to give the defence some time to prepare. But significantly, he also spoke about Jane Rimmer's crime scene as well. And for the first time we saw a knife, a Telstra standard issue knife that prosecutors allege was one that Bradley Edwards may have had access to, that was found at the crime scene where Jane Rimmer was found. So for the first time we got a look at that as well, and he explained how that was taken away and put into evidence bags and then put into storage.
Yeah, well, I know you'll be there again tomorrow, Tegan, as you have been every day that you're working on this very monumental trial. Thanks very much for your time. We'll look forward to seeing your report on Nine News tonight at 6.